Hudsonville City Council Business Meeting to order March 12, 2019, 6:30 p.m. Ms. Long, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Roche?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings? Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Curtis?
Here. I have requested that troop number 767 come forward and lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Everyone was provided with a copy of the minutes for the February the 12th, 2019 council meeting. Are there any corrections? Hearing no corrections, the minutes of the February the 12th, 2019 council meeting are approved. At this time, if I could ask the Hillcrest Wrestling Team to step forward and just step right here in front of the podium, if you will.
If you'll go down that aisle and go through that, right over there.
Wow, that's a big group. That's a big group.
There's a few of them that have like really good titles. Look at that little guy.
Hello.
And if the parents of these young men would like to step forward as well, they're welcome to do so. You're welcome to come up here and get some pictures. I see the young man with the camera back there. Hi! Let the record show Mr. Cummings has arrived.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Bell, you have a fine group of young men here. I know you're proud of them, as we all are. At this time, the city of Simpsonville, I present you with this proclamation. Whereas Hillcrest High School Wrestling Team has won the 2019 5A State Championship, and this is the Rams' third overall and first since 2012 in the history of Hillcrest High School, and the Rams' first place finish at 106, 120, 126, 170, and 195 to win the 2019 Greenville County Championship with a score of 222. And whereas the Rams have been region champions 25 times since 1985, 4A Upper State dual champions 3 times since 2007, 4A state dual champions twice, and 4A state tournament champions twice as well. And Hillcrest encourages parent involvement in their children's education. And Hillcrest High School has been a source of pride for Simpsonville and Fountain Inn community for almost 6 decades. And Hillcrest High School receives outstanding community support from Simpsonville and Fountain Inn. Now, therefore, I, Janice Curtis, Mayor of the City of Simpsonville, and on behalf of this City Council, do hereby extend our sincere congratulations to the Hillcrest Rams for their tremendous success this 12th day of March, 2019. Congratulations, gentlemen. Okay, we're moving into citizens' comments. At this time, I'll call your name. I ask you to approach the podium. Give us your name, address, and the topic of discussion. We will not interact with you, and you have 3 minutes. Okay, first we have Ms. Sarah Lindsay.
My name is Sarah Lindsay. I've lived at 509 Poinsettia Drive since 1984. It'll be 35 years this summer. My topic is ACE and their non-pickup. I haven't been picked up for 3 weeks unless I called. And for the first 32 years I lived at that address, I was missed one time exactly. Public Works apologized immediately and came back. It never happened again. The first time this happened 3 weeks ago, I didn't get my can until after 5. I didn't get home in time. And my neighbors, at least two of them, had already missed pickup. And so we thought it was because maybe President's Day was the previous Monday, but it wasn't. So the next day I left you a message, and somebody had picked it up by the end of the day Monday, but it had to sit out all weekend because I wasn't there. And I asked them for an explanation and apology, and they never bothered, which I figured they wouldn't. And so the next week when they missed me, I know they missed at least three of us. That time I found that it had been picked up at 5:05. I called Ace and before 5. They sent somebody around by 5:10, and he got the garbage. On Friday, which is the big problem, I found that it hadn't been picked up by 4:30, so I immediately called them, which is like 25 minutes earlier than the week before. They put me on hold in Greer for 5 minutes, so I picked up my landline and called them just to see if they were ever going to pick up the cell phone. And the woman, they never identify themselves, I never know who I'm talking to. The woman said she was talking to the supervisor right then, and I said, well, let me talk to him. So he gets on the phone and he says, sweetheart, I'm going to pick it up tomorrow morning. I said, don't call me sweetheart, and what time are you coming? And he refused to answer. I said, what's your name? And he hung up on me. So I immediately, at 4:45, thereabouts, called Public Works and talked to Holly. She said that Mr. Crawford was on another line and couldn't be disturbed. I asked her if he would call me back as soon as he got off the phone. He never called me back. I called back at about 5:05. They had voicemail on. I left an irate message because by then I was pretty angry because I don't think there's any place for terms of endearment in business. And that man does not know me. I told him he didn't know me. He said, oh, I saw you out in your yard last Friday when I picked up your garbage. I said, I wasn't in the yard. Yes, you were. You were out there with your dog. I don't have a dog. He does not know me. And so anyway, never heard. Anyway, in the meantime, Holly told me that I could call Brian, the supervisor. Well, I thought I had talked to the supervisor. It was a different voice, different age, different race. It was a totally different person on the voicemail. And so she said he works late into the evening and he always returns calls. I left him repeated calls between about, I guess, 5:10. I can look on my phone and tell you exactly. But anyway, it was before 5 and about 6:20. He has never called me back. Nobody has called me back. So after 5, when there's no more voicemail at Public Works, so apparently no one's there, that's when I decided I would try to call you, Madam Mayor. The number that's listed for you on the website won't even ring. And I verified it. I checked it. I put 1-864. I put just 864. I tried it 2 or 3 ways. It wouldn't even ring. So then I left a message for Mr. Gooch. And I, you know, since I'm his ward, and you haven't called me back in 4 days. And I'm just here just to make a public statement that I think it's wrong that ACE cannot do their job and get $1 million a year. Because, I mean, we've got an attorney, we've got a city administrator. If they signed a contract, I think they have to fulfill the contract. And if they're not picking up people's trash for 3 weeks without them calling, they're not fulfilling their contract. And I don't see why we have to put up with them for another 2.5 years. Because, I mean, as I just said, 32 years, no problem. And beyond that, it was on Tuesdays. Now it's on Fridays, and they don't pick me up until the very end of the day. So by the time I realize they're not coming, it's too late to talk to anybody or do anything about it, as evidenced by Friday. And so I'm really, really upset about it. And they also, I know they retaliate, and I think they have, because I think I was the only one who got missed on Friday, for one thing. Because I did look in other cans, and they were all empty, which is the first time. And I talked to a neighbor when nobody else who had any authority would talk to me Friday. And she said that a few weeks ago, her husband was out in the yard, and they scattered trash. You know, when they were lifting it, it blew out, and there was trash up and down East Street. And he complained to them and said, please pick it up. And they told him they weren't going to do it. So he talked to Mr. Crawford and had him complain on his behalf. And they didn't have trash pickup for 3 weeks. Mm.
Okay.
So that's what I had to say.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Lindsay.
I just hope somebody will listen to me and do something about it.
Thank you, Ms. Lindsay. Next on the agenda is Mr. Knudsen, under our business section, SP2019-02, Fairview Road, ID, major change.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. I did receive an email today from the applicant. They are working on some things internally and have asked if Council would mind moving it to the next business meeting and address it at that time.
then you don't need to take any action. Just move on to the next item on the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the first reading of Ordinance 2019-01, Burdette Central Development Agreement. Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of council. As we discussed at last month's committee of the whole, city staff and our city attorney have been working with the developers of the Burdette property, working through some terms of the development agreement, which include essentially the provisions provided in the ordinance council adopted relative to the Bailey Bill and the historic significance of the building and being able to offer a frozen valuation for tax purposes for a period of 10 years. The agreement also includes reimbursement to the developer for any improvements made in public rights of way on behalf of the city that are included in the plans provided, and some additional right of way along Head Street for the developer for future plans. We are still working through a few of the details of the agreement. Mr. Holmes is working with the attorney for the developer. We're asking council to go ahead and consider first reading of the ordinance, as the major terms of the agreement are what we discussed last month.
Thank you. Do I have a motion? Ms. Kelly?
I make a motion to approve upon first reading of Ordinance 2019-01, Burdette Central Development Agreement.
Second.
I have a motion from Ms. Kelly being seconded by Mr. Hutchings. Discussion. I would like just some clarification here. The Burdette property developers will be making the public right-of-way improvements. We will be reimbursing them for the public right-of-way improvements. We are not making any improvements to the Burdette property.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay.
Essentially, they have a contractor, Ready Construction is their contractor, and they're doing extensive site work, and it's much less expensive while they're on site for them to complete the public improvements as well.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next on the agenda, I think we have a need for executive session. Do I have anyone prepared to make that motion? Yes, Mr. Gooch.
Thank you. Mayor and Council, I move we go into executive session for the discussion of the performance of the employees of the administration department.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a motion for Mr. Gooch being seconded by Ms. Roche and Mr. Cummings. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are in executive session for the discussion of the performance of an employee in the administrative department. In coming out of executive session, we may vote on items discussed in executive session. Thank you.